And once again, back here on the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show, now joined by Potosi Trojans head coach Mark Casey. Coach, this one was an amazing game, and it really could have gone either way. Ultimately, it's St. Genevieve who got the final big play. Your Trojans do fall tonight 25-24. Give me some thoughts tonight on today's game and how you thought the boys performed out there.
Well, you know, those are tough ones right there. Those are when you feel like you've had, you had the opportunities to close it out and to make it happen, and it just doesn't happen. You know, those are tough, but they're going to have to be learning experiences, and we're just going to have to learn from it and get better. And I think that we're figuring some things out. We're just not quite there yet. We've got to figure out a few more things, but we're on the right path. And I just, you know, we preach to the boys after the game, they just got to stick with it. We got to keep grinding. We got to learn from these, and we just got to keep getting better each week. That's all we can really do right now.
Talking to Coach Pope, I said, I feel like special teams was a big factor in today's game. In the first half, it really felt like you guys had the special teams advantage with the botched punt turning into the second touchdown. St. Genevieve had a couple big special teams plays in the second half. Is this game kind of a example of why you practice special teams? Because I feel like a lot of momentum shifted hands tonight because of just simple kicking plays.
Oh, yeah,
and the like.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a third of the game, you know, and it probably gets neglected a lot by a lot of high school teams because you only have so many hours in the week, and you're trying to get your offensive stuff in, your defensive stuff in, and you still hit your special teams, but you probably don't put as much work into them as what you probably should. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that I think that we've got to look at the film and kind of go back. And, you know, St. Jen's a good football team. They're undefeated for a reason, you know. So sure. We knew it was a good football team coming in. We felt like we could compete with them, and we did. You know, I felt like we controlled the game for a lot of the game, and we just, down the stretch, we just didn't make a few key plays that we needed to make, and it flipped on us. So we just got to learn from it.
That's a good segue into my next question I was going to ask. I know there's no moral victories in football. A loss is a loss, but does this game really give you confidence? I think this is a good St. Genevieve team. Does this game give you confidence that this Trojan squad is capable of doing damage, not just for the rest of the regular season, but maybe even come postseason play?
Yeah, I mean, we still feel like we have big goals. I mean, and that's what we said too at the end of the game, that none of our goals have changed. We still feel like we can accomplish a lot of things off this season. Yeah, it has not started the way that we want it to, but we played a pretty tough schedule, you know, going into this. I think the four teams we played at this point, you know, I mean, they were coming into this 10-2, so who knows after tonight, I'm sure, even better than that now. So, you know, we've played some good competition. I feel like you got to play good competition early in the season to get you kind of battle ready and tested, because if you don't, then when it does get to week 7, 8, 9, 10, then, you know, if you haven't been tested and you don't understand where you're really at, then it's going to be tough. So I do feel like we've been tested, and I feel like we've learned a lot in these first few weeks, and we're right there. We're right there on the cusp of it. We got to figure out how to finish things out, and we're going to do that. We're going to be fine. It's a tough one to loss. It's a tough loss tonight, and the kids are upset, but next week we got to get over it and move on.
On to week 5, how long do you kind of dwell on this one? How long do you kind of study the film before you start getting ready for next Friday?
Well, we'll take the weekend, you know, and we'll hopefully do a deep dive into some of the things we could have done better and figure out some of the things where we went wrong and, you know, and try to correct on those. I think we did the same thing last week when we played Valley, you know, and I thought we had a really good week of practice this week, corrected some things. I think we did play better this week. We, like I said, it's just tough, you know, whenever you don't pull out that victory that you're wanting to get at the end of it. That's kind of what you're playing for, and if that doesn't happen, you know, you still kind of feel like you failed. But at the same time, once we take the weekend look at it, I'm sure we're going to look at the film, and I think we will not be upset. I think I'm really proud of our guys for their heart. They kept fighting. I'm happy that they were so upset after the game, because that shows me they care, you know. So we're going to be all right. It's just, it's like I said, it's a tough one, but we're going to figure some things out.